That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Tulare, set for kickoff here between Hitchcock Tulare, the Falcon Trojans, heard from both head coaches as we get things underway. Hitchcock Tulare will start off with the football. Coming to you live again from Tulare tonight. Breaking in some new equipment, so maybe bear with us a little bit on the dependability side. We'll get it figured out here as the season rolls along. Also working on some possibility of video feeding, so we'll be able to do that at some point this year. We're kind of test running that right now. Kicker here, Lane Cotton, is on for Falkton. They will kick it away left to right. Falkton wears the black pants, white unis, black numbers, gold outlines. Hitchcock Tulare, the home reds, blue shirts, red numbers. Cotton will kick it away left to right. And he'll kick a nice angled kick to the corner, and it goes off the Patriots' hands and into the end zone and will be a touchback. Hitchcock Tulare starting offensively. Michael Nielsen, the center. Guards are Jackson Maynard and Dalton Ratton. Ends are Patrick Maynard and Derek Johnson. Wideouts, Peyton Chasinghawk, Blaze Binger. Quarterback is Brandon Noel. Running back is Eric Salmon.
At the 20-yard line.
Defensively, front three, Gus Kopecky, Parker Bodie, and Carson Leonhardt. The linebackers, Garrett Kramer, Lincoln Dickhoff, Charlie Dieter. The outside linebacker, Carter Schulte. Lane Cotton, the safety, and Spencer Milius at corner. Patriots will start off from the gun, lone back, wing left. One wide each side. It'll be a Salmon run to the right, and he'll pick up a few. They'll get
Salmon takes the handoff,
2, maybe 3 yards to start off this game for the Patriots.
Down and 7 for the Patriots.
Salmon will pick up 3, and the Patriots set here for a 2nd and 7. They'll go from about their own 23-yard line, just underway in Tulare. Noel, another, this time kind of a delayed handoff, looking to mix it up a little bit or fake him out a little bit. Didn't work, and they will actually, looks like they maybe lost a yard. We'll see where they mark him. Oh, maybe no gain.
Salmon fought for another yard.
Oh, they're going to put him down for 1, so make it 3rd. 3rd and around 6 here as Noel. And the Patriots will face an early 3rd down. I assume that's a situation they didn't have a lot of last week because they won 50-0 through just a little over 2 quarters. Here's Noel from the gun. Salmon to his right. This time the pitch. Salmon follows the blocks right-hand side. He's across the 30, first down, and then some. He's out of bounds at around the 32.
Past the marker. First down.
So 8 on the run for Eric Salmon. And the Patriots will go Salmon run, Salmon run for the first home game here, the 2023 campaign. They'll go 1st and 10 now from their own 32. It'll be Noel again from the gun this time. Nope, he's under center. Nope, he's from the gun. They'll bunch him up. Double end set. They'll hand it off coming across to Chasinghawk, and a flag comes in from behind. Chasinghawk in for a few, but I think this one's coming back, and it is. So they will mark off a holding call.
Holding against the Patriots.
And the first penalty of the night will be against the hometown Patriots. So they'll mark off 10. And Jeff was telling me Now, this year, they go from the original line of scrimmage, right? I'm pretty sure no matter where the holding occurred, they go to the original line of scrimmage. So this should be, theoretically, be a first and 20.
Down this time from the 23rd yard line.
So a 10-yard penalty assessed against the Patriots, and now a first and 20, their own 23, 10:42 to play opening quarter, first drive of the game. Patriots going to spread it out. Three receivers left. Salmon will split out as a receiver to the right. They'll fake it to him, and oh, big sack as Noel gets ridden down in the backfield. So they're going to lose here. Looks like pretty close to 10 more. They need the 43. They go from around the 12. So another loss of 10 on the sack, and still just second down, but it's now about second and 31. Noel from the gun, handoff Salmon up the middle. Slips through the first wave, out across the 15 to about the 16 or 17.
Eric Salmon takes it out to about the 16-yard line.
Salmon will pick up around 4 or 5 and should leave us around a third and 25.
Uses third and 24 yards.
They're going to say 24 here as they go about their own 18 on a long third down. 9:25 to play opening quarter. Patriots here faced with a long third down at home. Picked up a big win last week. Ran it up against Northwestern 50-0. Salmon again splits out wide right. This is the same play. Got sacked on Salmon. Wide open. Makes the catch at the 30, the 45, the 50. Across midfield. Breaks it back in. He's got a block. 30, 25, 20. He shakes off the tackle. And he's down around the 7-yard line. Unbelievable. Salmon from his own 24.
Down to the 2.
To the 2 or 3 yard line.
First and goal, Patriots at the 2.
So I'm going to go 74 on the pass. And the Patriots are going to be first and goal. Where did they? Yeah, he's marked down at the 2. So a first and goal. Oh, he's outside the 5. Okay, so around the 7. So just to be safe, we'll put him down for about 70 on the pass. It had to have been awful close to that.
I thought he went out of
so the Patriots, a big play there. Sets him up, still first and goal, but out around the 7-yard line.
Oh, we got it.
And Noel, the handoff, and boy, they were all over. All over the
Blaze Binger,
the ball carrier on that one, and we'll lose here maybe a yard and a half or two.
He's up second and 9.
Oh, we call it a loss of 3 out to the 9. So second goal from the 9. Patriots, the big pass play on the swing pass to Salmon. They'll go 3 wide left. This is that same look here. They got a 1 wide right this time. Salmon gets the pitch to the near side, try to shake off the first tackle, not able to do it, and he's ridden down after a short gain. Now, the one official was marking him way back at the 10, but... Now they're going to mark him at the 9, so that's going to be about no gain. And we'll set up a third and goal from about the 9-yard line. 7:50 to play opening quarter. Patriots their first drive trying to score first here at home. Both teams 1-0. Falk did a win over Ipswich last week. Hitchcock Tulare a victory over Northwestern. Here's a motion man. Noel going to keep it himself. Off right guard. He's inside the 5. He'll pick up about 4, and it'll go fourth and goal from the 5, and we'll see if the Patriots will try for 3 or will go for it here. Generally, 99 out of 100 times you're going to go for it here, but the one time, then it will be a field goal. Noel comes back out. I assume he's got the play. And the Patriots will try to score first here on a All right. The pitch is directly to Binger, and Binger is going to get stopped short.
That's a five.
No gain for Binger, and the Falkton Trojans have turned over the Patriots here on the 5-yard line.
And 10 for the Trojans on their own 5-yard line.
We'll have Box send me information back to my end if that's something on my end that's making the echo or if that's some sort of experiment back home. And we'll send it back home here for a 30-second timeout. They'll take a timeout on the field with 6:52 to play opening quarter. The Patriots drive to the 5, but Falkton will take over on downs. We'll take a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home?
Welcome back to Two Layers. 6:52 left in quarter number one. Falkton will take over on downs.
All of these factors add to the actual cost of it.
Falkton will take over on downs. I just texted back to the studio. We're all learning here with the new systems and the new equipment, so there will be from time to time some technical issues that we will take care of at our fastest convenience. Lane Cotton at the helm for Falkton. Tristan Balloon is the fullback. Garrett Kramer, the tailback. We'll get more of these startings here on offense in a moment as we'll start off with Cotton up and under center. Double wing, single back. A wing in motion is Leonhard, and they'll go around the right-hand corner, and the man's breaking loose out across the 20 to the 25 and now down to the 27-yard line, and that is the tailback, Garrett Kramer. So Kramer from the 5 to the 21, he will pick up 16 and a successful opening play here for Falkton. First and 10, their own 27-yard line. Gus Kopecky, the center. Troy McDamus, a guard. Carson Leonhard, a guard. Charlie Dieter, an end. Lincoln Dickoff is an end. Spencer Milius, the wideout. This time they'll have Kramer out wide left. They'll throw the pass left side complete across the 30 to the 35. And well-drawn-up play there to Carson Leonhard. Make sure that's who that was. 82.
Drake Mueller
on the catch.
Gain of
so Lane
Cotton
for the
Trojans.
To
brings up second down.
Drake
two.
Mueller. 8 yards on the play. Second and 2 from their own 35-yard line. As Falkton having some early success, they'll send 3 receivers to the right. Lone man in the backfield is Kramer. Here is Cotton, the snap, and a handoff. Kramer left side, and this time met by the defensive end. I think it was Maynard over there. I guess I got about a 50-50 chance of being right all the time this year because Patrick's on one side and Jackson's on the other on that defensive line. So I can just use the old Maynard defense and be right quite a bit of the time.
Ball's on the 36-yard line. For the Trojans.
And the Trojans here stopped for no gain. We'll set up a 3rd and 2. They'll go I formation with a man wide to the right. Cotton under center, I formation behind him. They'll give it to Kramer, the tailback, right end. They got a hold of him. Can they get him down? They will. Nice tackle at the 37.
Close.
Big stop there.
Oh, they got it.
Kramer is stopped, but not before there's a
and
short
it
game.
Looks like they got enough first for down. A first down. They needed 2, and they got a little over 2. So Kramer able to fight his way in for a fresh set of downs for Falkton. They'll go 1st and 10, their own 32. Oh, no, make it the 37. Actually, probably closer to the 38 with 4:46 to play. They'll go double wing, single back. Cotton under center. Man in motion is Melius. They'll get the pitch to him left side. He'll follow the block out through the first wave across the 45, and he'll pick up pretty close to 8 yards on the pitch as Melius now the second
Gain of 6 yards.
Ball carrier tonight for Faulkton. They will pick up around seven, make it second and three.
Marking it as second and three.
So the Patriots able to get a couple of big plays, work all the way down to the 5 yard line. Faulkton able to turn them over on downs. Trojans have had some success on the offensive side, minus the one Kramer run. Here's another motion man onto the double wing set. They'll hand it off to the fullback, Balloon, and Balloon out across midfield. He'll have a first down and then some as he's down to about the 40 yard line.
Balloon powers to the 40.
So he'll pick up 13.
Patriots. First and 10, Trojans.
And we'll set up Faulkton with a first and 10 now in Patriot territory at the Hitchcock Tulare 40-yard line. Double wing, Melius the near side, far side for Kramer. Balloon the back, and now Kramer in motion. Cotton, the pitch to Kramer, follows Cotton on the block. Right side, slips one tackle. He's inside the 30, the 25, the 20, slips another. Inside the 15, the 10, goes right into the tackler and is bounced out of bounds right at the 5.
Garrett Kramer.
So 35 yards for Kramer, and it'll be first and goal
by 20, Cameron
for
Nutley.
The Faulkton Trojans.
Goal for the Trojans. Ball is on the 5 yard line.
So 3:12 to play, opening quarter. Faulkton now threatening to strike first. First and goal from the Patriot 5. Not a lot of problem moving the football tonight, mixing it up a little bit. A completed pass for 8, mostly on the ground, of course, as we talked to Coach in the pregame show. A lot of it he felt would be. Here's the handoff to the fullback, Balloon, and he is down to around the 2. Faulkton working the clock down to 2:40 to play in the opening quarter, as the teams have just traded possessions. The Patriots had a nice, long, sustained drive, got all the way to the 5, but turned it over on downs. Now Faulkton down to the 2 on a second and goal. Cotton under center, Kramer the motion man. He'll get the pitch, he'll follow Cotton again. Now cuts it right back up the middle, and he's in for 6.
Touchdown, Trojans.
So the first touchdown of the game will come with 2:18 to play in the first. It is a 2-yard Garrett Kramer run. And we'll see if they, assuming they'll elect to go for 2, with 2:18 to play in the opening quarter and leading 6-0. So Faulkton strikes first here on the road. Faulkton also a winner last week. They beat Ipswich. A little slow to start, according to Coach Gaditz, but picked it up in the second half. Here's Cotton from the gun on the two-point try. He'll fade out right side, looking for the pass. He's got a man open, and it's complete for 2. Back of the end zone there to number 82, Drake Mueller, and the two-point conversion complete. It's 8-0 Trojans. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back in a minute. 1 minute on KOKK.
Patriots 0.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Number 14, Lane Cotton. Back to receive.
Welcome back to Tulare as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots trailing now 8-0 to 18 to play opening quarter. It's a two-yard Garrett Kramer run, followed by a two-point pass, Lane Cotton to Drake Mueller. Trojans, Lane Cotton left to right, kicking it away. And this one taken at about the 10, across the 15, the 20. 25 trying to turn the corner, slips the tackle, bumped out of bounds around the 9. Peyton, or 29, Peyton chasing Hawk is on the return here. Yeah, here. Patriots trying to come back after the Faulkton score. Here is Noel from the gun. He'll take it himself. Follows Nielsen up the middle. Now Solomon across the 35 to around the 36. That one worked out well as Noel able to pick up around 6 for Hitchcock Tulare. So now a 2nd and 4. So Noel back to the gun. They'll spread it out this time. A man wide to the right, slot left, wide left. They'll try the quick pass, and boy, coming through and almost picking it off was Charlie Dieter. And Dieter read that one perfectly. He saw that that one was going to be a quick swing to Solomon, a play that worked earlier on in the game. That one is going to fall incomplete. And
4 yards still to go.
We'll set us up here on a 3rd and 4. So again, 3rd and 4, Noel will go from the gun. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Solomon the lone man in the backfield. And back to passes, Noel foot quickly flushed out and looked like maybe trying to set up a little bit of a screen there, and the pass is incomplete to Patrick Maynard. So that'll make it 4th and 4, their own 35-yard line, and the Patriots, for what I assume would be the first time this season, will have to kick it away. I'm just, again, guessing, but I don't think they probably punted against Northwestern last week. If you generally win 50-0, you don't have any punts on your ledger. Couple of steps, chasing Hawk from the 25, gets the adjustment, but it went off his ankle and will get just about to midfield. Oh, it takes a late Patriot hop down to around the 47-48 yard line for Faulkton. So the Trojans will take over after a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Welcome back to Tulare. Patriots defense here. Kramer near side, inside the 45, and he breaks loose again. Inside the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Faulkton Trojans. 52 yards for Garrett Kramer.
Garrett Kramer takes the ball for the score.
So Kramer's 2nd touchdown will come with 1:07 to play in the first. First one was 2 yards, this one 52 yards. And they will set up for the two-point try, and they're going to let Kramer out of the lineup. They're going to let him off the hook on this two-point try because he just ran 52 yards in a flash. So they will set up for two. Double wing, single back, fullback, balloon. The lone man, here's Milius in motion. The pitch is to Milius. Follows the blocks right side. He's inside the 5. He's awful close. I think they stopped him. They did. 1:07 to play, opening quarter. 14-0 Faulkton. Hitchcock Tulare with the ball back when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Welcome back to Tulare. A minute seven to play opening quarter. 14-0 Faulkton on top. A couple of big Garrett Kramer runs, as we figured would be the situation. Kramer, the bulk of the offense thus far for Faulkton. Not that they don't have other weapons, but Kramer's a pretty good one. So with the run failing, 14-0 Faulkton. Here's the kick left to right for Cotton on a bounce, chasing Hawk. Nice pick up at the 10, the 15, got a block across the 20, 25, 30. Cuts it back to the center of the field, gets another block across the 40 and the 45, and down to around the 47. And actually, that wasn't chasing Hawk, that was Brendan Noel. And Noel, a very nice return there. Hoping to get things going here for Hitchcock Tulare. Noel, the senior quarterback, trying to fire up the troops here on a first and 10. They'll go from their own 47. Exactly a minute left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Faulkton. Patriots looking to come back here. A couple receivers to the near side, a couple receivers to the far side. They'll spread them out on a first and 10. It'll be Noel from the gun, Salmon to his left. Salmon will get the handoff. Tries to go right up the middle, nothing there. Boy, you can't do much when you run right into Gus Kopecky. Also right in the middle of that is number 98, Parker Bodie. Bodie clocking in at 6'1 and about 290. Kopecky's listed at 5'11. I won't buy that for a dollar.
No gain.
I think they might have shorted him a little bit. So the Solomon run nets them zero, and they will set up here on a second and 10. They'll go from their own 47. Same look, two wide each side. Solomon again will, nope, this time Noel will keep it himself, and he's wrapped up and tackled. No gain on the keeper, and now a third and 10.
And nine.
It looks like they did put him in for about a half a yard or a yard. And they will let the clock run out on the opening quarter at the end of the first. 14-0 Faulkton. The Patriots on a third and 10 when we come back in 1 minute. A 60-second timeout on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches and pump repair installation and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L. Dealer, get a hold of Stretcher Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots.
Thank you. Sorry if it hit anybody.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling red heifers, black Angus, red Angus, fancy F1 Baldy,
A1 Devon, A1 to Charlet.
All cattle are ultrasounded for 21 day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-4401.
Cheddar
Feedlot now selling red heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-4401. Go Patriots.
Welcome back to Tulare. Patriots looking at a third and about nine. They set up around their own 48-yard line, and a lot of football left to be played in this one, but with a 14-0 deficit here and a third and nine early on in the second, feels like a play you need pretty bad. Two left, two right. Motion man left to right. Back to pass is Noel. Quick pass. Left side complete to Solomon. Escapes the first tackle and the second. Midfield 45 and dives to the first down marker. He got tripped up, but I think he came up shy. He did about a yard. So the pass, Noel to Solomon, will pick him up 8. And will set up 4th and around 1. And Patriot coaching staff here, I don't believe they are thinking it over. I think they are going for it here. There's not a lot of debate from the looks of the sideline. Noel brings in the play on a 4th and 1 from the Falkton Trojan 44. And again, kind of feels like a first down you really need here. A lot of football left to be played, but definitely don't want to let Falkton up too much too early. Here's the handoff. Solomon left side, ran into the line, bounced off, and picked up the first down. And that is where Eric Solomon is absolutely invaluable to this team.
Ball is set at the 40.
You need 4 yards. He'll get you 4 yards. They needed 1 there. He got 4. They'll set up 1st and 10 at the Trojan 40. Heard the Trojan coaching staff earlier reminding their kids, you got to know where 45 is. And hasn't been no secret here tonight. Solomon will line up next to Noel. They'll line up with 2 receivers left and 1 to the right. Hand off Solomon, looking for the hole, drug down from behind. Quickly around the corner there is Carson Leonhardt. Leonhardt able to drag him down, also helping out Charlie Dieter.
Second down and 11.
As that'll go for a loss of a yard. Clock winding, 10.5 to play first half. Trojans a couple of touchdowns and 1 of 2 on the 2-point conversions. Tristan Balloon rotating in on the defensive line. Give one of them big fellas a rest. Noel from the gun, 2 receivers each side, back to pass. He's got the outlet guy on the near side. He overthrew his man and nearly picked off, but incomplete. And looking out there for Patrick Maynard, but he had a couple of defenders behind him, and the pass overthrown and falls incomplete. So that will set up a 3rd and 11. Stops the clock at 10:03 to play here in the first half. I haven't forgotten about scoreboard updates. We will talk about the officials at some point. As I said, we're breaking in some new equipment, checking out, testing, learning how things go. So we will get that information passed along. And thanks again to the Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for helping us out. A couple of receivers left, 1 right. The pitch to Solomon. And Solomon right side will pick up about 3. So that'll make it 4th and about 9.
Brings up 4th and 8.
Oh, we'll make it closer to 8.
Ball is on the 38-yard line.
Set up here in go-for-it territory is with 9.5 to play in the opening quarter. Falkton a 14-0 lead. Now a 4th and 8 at the Trojan 38-yard line. Noel will get the play from the sideline. Noel ready from the gun. Solomon to his left. Couple of receivers to each side. Noel on a 4th and 8. Here's a little motion from Chasing Hawk. They'll have the option. Chasing Hawk will get the pitch. Cuts it back in, or tried to at the 40 and got spun around and dropped. And that'll go for a loss of a couple. And we'll turn the ball over on downs to the Falkton Trojans.
Behind the line of scrimmage, the ball goes over to the Trojans on downs.
So back to Falkton with 8:59 to play here in the first half.
Ball is at the Trojans' 40-yard line. 1st and 10, Trojans.
1st and 10 here for Falkton as Lane Cotton brings them to the line. They like that double wing single back, the balloon, the tailback. The wing left is Kramer, and Kramer the man in motion. And boy, they could use him for camo all night as they will follow that way. This time it goes to Melius the other way, and Melius will pick up 13. And again, a lot of that due to the fact that everybody's got an eye on Garrett Kramer. Kramer goes in motion after a couple of big runs in this game. He will definitely command some attention, and Melius able to break away on the near side for a first down. First and 10 into Patriot territory. Falkton from the Hitchcock 2-layer 47. And again, Cotton from under center, double wing, single back. Far side is Gian Di Maria. Kramer again in motion. They'll fake the pitch. Back to pass is Cotton. Looking right side, swings it, and incomplete. Came up a little bit short, looking for Tristan Balloon.
Is incomplete. He's up second and 10 for.
Puts Cotton at 1-2 for 8 on the day as they have the majority of their yards on the ground. And boy, have they ripped off some big runs. 16, 2, 7, 14, 35, 3, 2, 52, and 13 in a couple of scores. And the ground game firing on all cylinders here is now they'll spread it out. Melius wide left, Carter Hall wide right. The only one in the backfield is Balloon, as Cotton will follow Balloon on the keeper. Right side, he got the block he needed. Inside the 40, the 35, spun around the 30. Oh, he got away. 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Cotton has kept the ball for a touchdown.
So Cotton for 42.
Run for Lane Cotton, 6 points. Makes the score 20 for the Trojans.
Third touchdown of the night will come with 8:14 to play here in the second. 40-yard Lane Cotton run, and they will now try to tack on two more. 20-0 Falkton, 8:14 to play first half. Be Cotton from the gun, Balloon behind him. Oh, and Balloon is sick on the field right now. He is literally getting sick. Do not make him carry the ball right now.
Next 25th is no good.
Rough.
Pass is incomplete.
Somebody get that man a glass of water. Tristan Balloon. They incomplete on the pass. And 20-0 Falkton. We'll take a 60-second timeout, a minute on KOKK.
Brushing up?
Oh, man.
Bettering yourself?
I would have
or
been
pursuing
all over
a degree?
That field right along with him.
Here on
I'm
Community Campus
about it right
offers
now.
In-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses
like
through Morgan
and I
State
thought,
University,
oh, himself? And then
offering
all of a
quality
hear,
education at an
okay,
exceptional
and then again,
value.
And then again,
to learn
and then
more,
turned,
call here on Community Campus
looked
at,
him, at
605-353-8518.
Like, no.
That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 what? Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Right? Slumberland really is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service,
all day. I'm
turn
fine.
To Slumberland
I'm fine.
Furniture.
I'm fine. Don't
Hero.
Worry about me. I'm fine. Welcome back to Tulare. 8:14 to play opening quarter. And they will. They got Tristan Balloon on the sideline now, and he's going to have to sit for at least a minute, I'd assume, until he stops sending the water back up. Cotton's going to step off the kickoff. Falkton leading 20-0. Patriots 8:14 to play first half. They got the ball first, so they'll have to give it back for the second half. Here's Cotton, the run up and the kick. And Noel had it go through his legs and down to the 5. And boy, you dig yourself a hole here. He's out across the 10. They did get a flag on the play, and we'll see if that compounds issues, if that was a hold or something. We'll see what the call is before we mark the ball exactly, but
sloppy.
A lot of times that's where you'll get the blindside blocks or the chops or the, sometimes even an inadvertent trip is when you think it's going to go one way and it goes the other way and everybody's kind of scrambling and you never quite know what's going to come out of that. Well, so they're just going to pick it up, so One official saw something, the other official said, no, that wasn't quite what I saw. So the Patriots will take over. Now trailing 20-0, and yeah, with 8:05 to play here in the first half, there's still a lot of football to be played, but Patriots need a score. Noel with three receivers right, one left. We'll go empty backfield on a first and 10. They're owned 11. Couple receivers near side, three to the far side. Winding up, throw over the middle is complete to Chasing Hawk across the 25. He slips a tackle across the 40, the 50, and he gets drugged out at the 40. And
Peyton Chasing Hawk.
Where's the flag?
See, 38. We'll give him 48.
He had him by the shirt collar.
50-yard
wondering here, not only in the booth, but on the Patriot sideline, if that was a horse collar. And I can see both sides. I know you want that call as a Patriot, but I think he kind of came from one side, got a hold of him, and swung around him. Had he drug him down from directly behind, I think they would have called that a horse collar. But he kind of grabbed the back of the collar and rode him all the way around and then drug him down from the front.
He pulled him.
Here's Noel. Three receivers right, one left. They'll pitch it. Solomon looking for the corner. The 40, the 35. Nice stiff arm inside the 30. Won't go out of bounds. Uh-uh. He cuts it back. Head down to the 26.
Powers to the 26.
So 14 on the run for Solomon.
Patriots.
And this precisely what this Hitchcock two-layer team needed. And now Faulkton going to try to freeze him out. Call a quick timeout. 7:29 to play first half. 20-0 Faulkton. Patriots on the charge. We'll be back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lessington into your farming operation.
Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrello's will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrello's will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Welcome back to Tulare. Patriots on the charge, first and 10. Big 14-yard pickup by Solomon. They'll go again, empty backfield. Three receivers left, one right. Quick pass left side, a little screen set up to Binger, and he is dropped. That's going to go for, I think, a short loss.
Blaze Binger is complete.
Trying to set up sort of a bubble screen, a wide-out screen out there. Looks like they will lose one. So Noel, at the current time, 4 out of 7 for around 120. 70-yard pass to Solomon, 48-yard pass to Chasing Hawk. The two big plays in the passing game. They just got one in the running game from Solomon. Now they'll set up on a 2nd and 11. And Noel going to take it himself, following the Solomon block. Head down around the 25, tripped up and Noel's dropped after a gain of around 4.
5-yard line.
6.5 to play, first half. Faulkton will get the ball coming out of the break.
8-4 brings up 3rd and 6 for the Patriots.
So now a 3rd and 6 from the Faulkton 24, 25-yard line, right in between there. Is Noel comes back with the play. As McDamus gets a quick breather for Faulkton. Going to bring back in Kramer. So Noel from the gun, two receivers left, two receivers right. Solomon in the backfield, motion man is chasing Hawk. They'll give it to Solomon. He spun around at the line, but got redirected by a Fulton defensive lineman, and it kind of allowed him to push ahead and pick up a few yards.
2 yard gain brings up fourth and.
It looked like they had him for nothing there, but again, then the other defensive end kind of came by and tried to get an angle on him and ended up sort of pushing him.
Score here.
So that's going to bring up a fourth and around five. With 5.5 to play in the first half, the Patriots' opening drive of this game was all the way down to the Fulton 5 yard line, but couldn't punch it in there. The Trojans, three straight touchdowns since. Now the Patriots here on a fourth and five, needing an answer. Chasing Hawk switches left side, right side. Two receivers right, three left. Noel from the gun on a fourth and five. Back to pass. Launches over the middle. Kramer is intercepted at the three.
Noel's pass is intercepted. And number 33, Garrett Kramer of the Trojans.
Boy, Kramer, Garrett Kramer having one of those nights where you get done and you find out, did anybody do the game? Did anybody record this game? Is there a radio broadcast I could get? A video, a copy of this? As Kramer is having himself a night. Couple of rushing touchdowns and now a pick, and Fulton faced with the long field. They'll set up first and 10 at their own 5 yard line. So the first turnover, well, the first turnover that's not a turnover on downs is a pick by Kramer, and we'll put Fulton back on the offensive from their own 5 yard line. Double wing, single back. Kramer, the motion man, fading all the way into the end zone. That's where he gets the pitch. He'll come right back up the middle, across the five, got a block across the 10, upended right about at the first down marker.
Brings another first down for the Trojans.
And we'll mark him down for 10 as they'll set up a first and 10 at the 15. Clock inside of 5 minutes left in the opening half here is Fulton already a 20-0 lead. And
the linebackers need to switch. They're running.
4:57 left here in the first half. Fulton will take back over with Lane Cotton. Double wing, single back. Milius out there. Kramer at one side and Balloon the back is. Milius the motion man, they'll give him the pitch, and he got a nice block there from Balloon, but still drug down in the backfield, and I think that was Solomon.
Backfield for a loss of 4 yards, brings up second and 14.
Oh, that'll go for a loss of around four, and a big play there as Solomon able to sneak in, got a little help there from Maynard at defensive end, slowing things down, and 4:20 to play here in the first half. Fulton on a second and 14, and talked a lot about the last couple of times the Patriots got the ball and needed to score. Well, now let's say they need to stop. 4 minutes to play first half. The Trojans will get the ball after the break. Back to pass is Cotton. Rolls out right, launches. He's got a man. It's Milius. Oh, he made the catch. At the 50, the 45, his man fell down. The other got blocked, and Milius is goodbye. There's flags all over the field. This is an 86-yard pass play, but I don't think it's going to count. We got an illegal block somewhere around the 35. There's a flag around the 40. So I don't know if we got two different penalties. Of course, that could be an ender here. Yeah, there's going to be two penalties. So if they're offsetting, that's going to be bad news. But I don't think they are because Fulton is...
Oh, they probably glued him up.
They're not arguing, so I assume that.
10 for the spot.
So it was actually just one penalty.
Yep.
And it was a holding call on Fulton, and it happened at the 35. So the Trojans, their first penalty. And what we got, Milius.
46-yard line.
So Milius will pick up 36, let's say 40.
10 Trojans.
And then they will peel off the 10 yards. So after all that, first and 10, Trojans at the Patriot 46-yard line. It'll be Cotton from the gun. Balloon, lone man in the backfield, two receivers left, and they will give it off 2 Balloon. Balloon inside the 40, rumbling, bounces off a tackle, 35-30, knocks down another man. One left to beat, and he will not be able to beat out Derek Johnson.
Kristen Balloon.
But Balloon with the big run. Line.
First and 10, Trojans.
So Faulkton from the 46 to the 11, 35 on the rumble by Balloon. Tristan Balloon, 6'2", 205, fullback, was, I am not even exaggerating, vomiting on the field earlier on a two-point try, and now electric here on a 35-yard run. So they will set up a first and 10 at the 11. Cotton under center, double wing, single back. Balloon still back there. Here's Kramer, the motion man. And again, he'll draw a lot of attention. He will get the carry. Follows Cotton right side, trying to get the corner, and he's got it for a touchdown.
Touchdown, Trojans.
Kramer from 11 yards out, his third touchdown of the night.
Number 33, carrying the ball over the goal line.
This will come with 3:02 to play in the second. An 11-yard Garrett Kramer run. So 26 the score as the Trojans try to tack on a few more. Balloon the back. Couple of wideouts. And Cotton under center. Now Balloon in motion. Two in motion, actually. That's a flag. And a pass is knocked incomplete, and I don't think, yeah, it's
pass
just not going to count. So the incomplete pass will stand, 26-0. Your score, 3:02 to play here in the first half. So we'll send it back to the studios for a minute. We're back in 60 seconds, about 1 minute on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Welcome back to Tulare. 3:02 to play quarter number two. 26-0. Faulkton in the lead as the Patriot fan base a little stunned here early as Faulkton runs off four early scores. Garrett Kramer, three touchdown runs. Lane Cotton, a 40-yard run. 1 for 3 in the two-point conversion departments. And
where's mine?
26-0 your score. As again, the Patriots now with 3:02 to play in the first half. You will kick the ball away to start the second half. So again, while there is an entire two quarters of football, a half of football here to be played, going to feel a little bit of a sense of urgency to get something on the board before the break, particularly because Faulkton gets the ball after the break, and, well, the Patriots really haven't proven they can stop them.
Number 14, Lane Cotton.
Lane Cotton will run up,
back to receive number three.
Walk off the kick here.
For the Patriots.
Ready for the run up, and we'll get back underway as Faulkton, again, extending this lead to 26-0. Cotton running right to left. Noel, the deep man, on the kick. It'll bounce at the 20, the 15. Noel on a bounce at the 12. Across the 15, comes to the near side, and is dropped immediately. Is that Balloon? It is.
Balloon on the tackle.
So apparently,
stopping Noel at the 10-yard line.
Whatever sickness Balloon's got has now got him
first and 10
on the high energy as he makes a nice tackle there on the kick return. Noel's going to get it at to the 15, and that's where the Patriots will start this possession. 2:56 remaining in the half. Remember, at halftime, we'll talk officials. We'll talk about South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll get you a scoreboard. We'll get into that at the half, as again, we're breaking in some new equipment, testing some new things. So they'll go trips right. Lone man in the backfield is Salmon. They fake the handoff. They give it instead around the far side here to... That's Chasing Hawk.
Chasing Hawk on the carry.
And Peyton going to lose.
He's up second down and seven.
Loss of two. So.
Correction, loss of two on the play.
Loss of two for Chasing Hawk. I thought maybe it was the angle in my eyes, and I'm like, maybe that is right. No, no, no. Second and 12. Here is Noel from the gun. Salmon, the lone man behind him. Motion man left to right. Salmon will get the handoff. He'll go far side out across the 20, carry in the pile, and he'll pick up around seven. We'll see where they mark him down at. I think it's at the 20. That should be good for seven, and we'll set up a third and five.
Gain of about 7 or 8 yards brings up third and six for the Patriots.
1:40 left here in the first half. And again, the Patriots, if you're going to dig into the bag of tricks, maybe now might be the time. Try to get a little something on the board before the break. It's a pitch to Salmon. He cuts it back. Nice cutback. He's out across the 30. That's a first down.
Eric
He'll
Salmon
pick up eight.
First down for the Patriots.
And we'll set up a first and 10. Clock will wind at 1:23, and we'll see here. I think the Patriots have all their timeouts. I don't think they took one. I think Faulkton has taken two, but I'm not sure about Hitchcock two. I know they have at least one left. More than likely two. Couple receivers left, one right. Noel from the gun. Salmon to his right. On a first and 10, their own 33. Noel with the option. Waits. He gives it to Salmon. Salmon brushes off one tackle across the 40, the 45, and another. Eric Salmon first down.
Shy of midfield.
14 on the run by Salmon. And now I would presume a Patriot timeout. Are they going to get a timeout? And they will. 49 seconds to play in the first half. 26-0 Faulkton. Patriots trying to sneak one in before the break. We'll take a 30-second break of our own. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Welcome back to Tulare. Remember, halftime coming up here. We'll talk a little bit about the officials. We'll take a look at our scoreboard, see what else we got going on across the state. The scoreboard here in Tulare reads Faulkton 26, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. Patriots here before the half, set up with 49 seconds to go in the half. They set up on a first and 10, their own 47, and again, at least in my estimation, definitely, desperately kind of needing something to go here probably before the break, preferably. They'll go four receivers left, one right. Here's Noel from the gun. Pass right side is in and out of the hands of Patrick Maynard. Ball thrown a little bit high, but oh, now we got a flag on the play. And it appears...
All right, we'll take that.
Penalty called against the Trojans.
Got a chop against the
Trojans.
So 15 will get the Patriots a fresh set of downs. First and 10. Now across midfield, Gregory and Woolsey Wessington tied at 20 with about 4 minutes to play in the first half. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, and we'll get a little longer look at that at halftime. Here's a first and 10 from the Patriot, or from the Faulkton 39, and it'll be a Noel keeper, and he will get dropped for about a 2-yard loss. They'll have to burn another timeout with 39 seconds to play in the first half. 26-0 Faulkton. We'll take another timeout as well. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Coming up at Mitchell, I talk Market Mitchell, South Dakota, starting out on Wednesday morning, August 30th, 8 a.m. sharp, selling the butcher cows bulls, 9 a.m. selling the fat cattle, then back on the way ups, breeding stock and baby and starter calves. We will have 40 black and Charlotte cross calves weighing 250 to 450 pounds, 20 black calves weighing 250 to 350, 10 black calves weighing 2.5 to 3.5, all had a round of shots, and they'll be selling right off the cow after the way ups on Wednesday. No feeder cattle sale on Thursday, August 31st, as we have quite a few of our employees that have children in the 4-H and FFA competitions at the South Dakota State Fair. Make sure you attend the State Fair in Huron and support these young and upcoming farmers and ranchers. Mitchell Livestock Market's next feeder cattle special will be on Thursday, September 7th, expecting 2,000 head. For more information, order, and time, please call Mitchell Livestock Market at 605-996-6543. Check out MitchellLivestockAuction.com or go to Mitchell Livestock Market's Facebook page. Have a great day, and thank you for Mitchell Livestock Market, your livestock market in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Welcome back to Tulare. Noel off the fake, launches right side, overthrew his man again, intended for Patrick Maynard.
Noel's pass to Maynard is incomplete.
So that'll stop the clock at 33 seconds in the first half, and we'll set up a third and around 12 or 13 as Noel will get the call in from the sideline, and again, they need to get something going here as they trail 26-0. They will kick the ball to Faulkton after the break. They'll set up empty backfield. Two receivers left, three right. Noel all by himself on a third and 13 from the 41. Back to passes. Noel launches right side. Wide open is Eric. Oh, and it's too far out in front of him as Salmon was wide open inside the 10. And the ball thrown just a few yards too long as Hitchcock Tulare will now face a fourth and about 13. And it looks like we'll have another timeout. Faulkton will take their last timeout. 28 seconds to play in the first half. 26-0 Faulkton. We'll take a quick one of 30. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Tulare. 28 seconds to play in the first half. Your scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Jones County on top of SBA at the half, 22-6. Stanley County looking for the upset. They lead DeSmet 20-16. They got about a minute to play in the half. Here, Faulkton leading Hitchcock Tulare 26-0. I know we saw Wolsey Westington was tied at 20. And we'll have some more scores to pass along at halftime. Here's Noel on a 4th and 13. Again, empty backfield, back to pass. Noel over the middle, picked off. Picked off at the 30, back across the 35. And not much of a return there, but an interception. And the pick there, Charlie Dieter.
Dieter of the Trojans. 1st and 10, Trojans.
So that will end the threat here for Hitchcock Tulare in the first half as Faulkton will take over on a 1st and 10, their own 36. 20 seconds left here in the half. We'll see what the Trojans elect to do. Already that 26-point lead. I would assume nothing overly fancy, although they will spread it out a little bit. They'll go I formation, balloon in front of Kramer. One wide out to the left is Carter Hall. Here's Cotton under center. Now Hall, the motion man, left to right. Back to pass is Cotton. He's got Hall in the slot. Wings it down the left sideline and knocked away and incomplete. Intended out there for Charlie Dieter.
Broken up. Incomplete pass brings up 2nd down.
That'll put Cotton at 2 out of 4, 48 yards. It will also stop the clock at 13 seconds to play in the half. And the Trojans will set up on a 2nd and 10, their own 36. Double wing single back to the bread and butter with Cotton under center. And they will take a knee and close out the first half with a 26-0 lead. A few seconds still to run off the clock here as we go to the half with, again, a goose egg on the scoreboard for the hometown Patriots as they trail at the half. Faulkton 26, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We'll take a 3-minute break, come back with a halftime show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.